Welcome back. It's The Drive on ESPN Sports Radio 1300-92.5. Joining us now is Laura Grelk. She's the communications manager for the V Foundation. And we have had different people from the V Foundation on many times. I think everybody listening, Sean, knows how we feel about the V Foundation. And it's great to have Laura on with us. Hi, Laura. Thanks for joining us.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having us on your show today. We're very grateful.
Well, as I said, we absolutely love the V Foundation. So we have the ESPYs on Sunday, 9 o'clock, obviously on ESPN this Sunday. But boy, this is going to be different than any ESPYs we've had before, right?
Well, that's true. Yes. You know, COVID-19, this pandemic, boy, it has truly impacted every aspect of American life, and it has halted sports. But, you know, the good thing that has done is it has caused us, athletes and fans alike, to kind of shift our focus to our families and our communities.
Yeah.
And what you're going to see at the ESPYs this year is a little bit different. First of all, it's a pre-taped show, and we have three hosts instead of just one, which is just going to be kind of fun. We got Russell Wilson, Megan Rapinoe, and Sue Bird. They're going to be our hosts this year.
Sean and I love this, by the way. We love the three hosts, and we love those three hosts in particular.
Yeah, they're going to be super. And I think what we're going to see is the shift to seeing some athletes and different parts of the sports community, their acts of kindness and what they have done to focus on their communities right now. It's going to be highlighting acts of service, perseverance, and courage within the world of sports. So be prepared to be inspired.
No, what you're saying to me is, be prepared to have a box of Kleenex next to me, is what you're saying. Because I'm a sap and this stuff gets to me. And but what a great, this is actually, it makes so much sense, Laura, how you're talking about this as opposed to maybe the best goal of the year. You know, we're highlighting things that during this time have been proven to be so much more important than a lot of the sports things that we typically think about.
You're exactly right. And if you think about one of the phrases that we love that Jim Valvano said, he said, you know, think, laugh, and cry, right? You do all those
every
things
day.
In a day, and it's been a heck of a day.
Yep.
And so I think we'll probably do that Sunday night watching the ESPYs.
Yeah, I think so too. Darn him, Jimmy. Talk to us a little bit about the Sports Humanitarian Awards, and those are sponsored. This is amazing. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Yes, and I am thrilled to be able to tell you that just this week, Bristol-Myers Squibb made an additional $1 million to the Stuart Scott Fund, and we're super excited about this. First of all, they're the sponsor of the Sports Humanitarian Award.
Right.
And in addition, they made this wonderful donation to the V Foundation to our Stuart Scott Fund, and it is so important. Because what that fund does, it supports the work of African-American scholars, the researchers, and it really shines light on the work that needs to be done for cancer disparities in the minority communities. And to date, their new donation will have brought our funding to $11 million for the Stuart Scott Fund, which
amazing.
Is remarkable.
Amazing.
It really is. It really is. Because, you know, there are so many cancer disparities among the minorities, and just their researchers in the world of science are a little bit underrepresented. And so this fund is going to really help in that way. And, you know, Stuart Scott was a champion for cancer research.
Yes, he was.
He was especially, yes, he was. And he was driven to improve outcomes for African Americans and other minorities who were disproportionately affected by cancer. And so we're so grateful for that donation to further our work in that area.
You know, we're speaking with Laura Grelk from the V Foundation. You know, I'm just sitting here, it strikes me. First of all, I can't believe that it was 1993 that the V Foundation started and the first ESPYs. I mean, it's hard to believe it was that long ago. But this Bristol-Myers Squibb, especially at this time, and we don't talk politics on this show, but at this time in this country with what's going on socially, this is even highlighted even more, and that's an amazing thing too.
It really is. You're so right with that. You know, African Americans have the highest death rate and the shortest length of survival of any racial ethnic group for most cancers. And so we have to do something in this area. We need to study this more. We need to make real change.
You know, Stuart, how long is it? What is it? 2 years now that Stuart passed away?
It's been longer than
is
that.
Is it longer than that? I've lost
it's
track.
Been 5 years.
5 years?
It's been 5 years.
Yeah, I've lost track of time as, you know, almost every day, too. But just another example of the V Foundation and the incredible work that the foundation does. Something like that happens, and immediately in action, something is created that has now raised more than $11 million for research, and every single dollar goes towards research. I'm assuming for the Stuart Scott Fund, as well as we know the V Foundation.
So we started the Stuart Scott Fund 5 years ago.
Yeah.
With in mind that we need to study cancer disparities. And with
the
Bristol Myers Squibb donation and the sponsorships coming in from the Sports Humanitarian Awards, we're able to build upon that fund that we created 5 years ago and even get more momentum.
Right.
And yes, you are so right. You go to V.org, you know, for anybody who is able to give, please give a donation to the V Foundation to further cancer research, because, boy, the urgent need for research is there. It's there for everybody. Every day, more than 1,600 people die from cancer in the United States. And so the ongoing support of ESPN and, you know, generous sponsors, it's really critical to making these scientific breakthroughs that are going to give longer lives and a better quality of life to cancer patients.
And as we always talk about, every single person has been touched by this disease. And there's been more than $250 million since the V Foundation started, dedicated to research. And there have been tremendous inroads made in fighting this disease since that time.
There have been. You know, we fund research for all different cancer types at leading cancer centers and research facilities nationwide.
Right.
And one of the good news I can tell you is that today there are 17 million cancer survivors alive in the United States. And we're seeing survival rates for cancers continue to increase. And
yeah.
This is all because of the advances we're making in research and the new technology and a better understanding of genetics that's allowed us to individualize therapies and lead to more personal treatments and more survivors. So good things are happening, but we must continue.
Absolutely. And we can't thank you enough for joining us. Yes, Sean.
One quick question related to the show before we go. Thomas Snacks Lee, is he getting the Can't Stop Watching Award? Gotta know. My man Snacks.
I do not know.
But you're the communications.
No, she's just the communications manager. I get it. Thank you so much, Laura, for being on with us. We'll obviously be watching. We'll continue, as we always do, to talk about making donations at V.org. And you people are just the greatest, every single one of you. Thank you so much.
We certainly appreciate all your support, and thank you for having me on the show.
Take care. Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Laura Grelk, the communications manager for the V Foundation. Pretty cool.
Sunday at 9.
Yep, ESPN. And it will be a special one.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it.
And you were going to be watching ESPN anyway, expecting another 30 for 30, so.
That's a good point.
Tune in for the ESPYs.
Yeah. All right. Sean and I will be back tomorrow. It's The Drive on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5, brought to you by Dan Cummins in Paris and in Georgetown.